Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey everybody, I'm Christian Sager, and this is Brain Stuff. You have surely heard of placebos. They're phony drugs that real drugs are tested against. But have you ever wondered how someone could be fooled into thinking they've received a powerful chemical compound when all they've been given is an inert sugar pill? Well, fortunately, some researchers have wondered too, and they've come up with some really astounding answers. Placebo actually means "I will please" in Latin, and they take their name from mourners who were hired to be sad at funerals back in medieval times. The mourners were fake, and the term eventually came to be applied to fake drugs. As many as half of all physicians admit to having used placebos in their general practices, usually in the form of vitamins. Back in the day, physicians used placebos when they had no other avenues of treatment available. They had nothing to lose and neither did the patient, so, you know, who cared? Placebos became a standard component of the double-blind study, where participants are split into groups that either get the drug or get the placebo. The logic there is that if the real drug elicits a stronger response than the fake drug, you know, the placebo, then it's proven successful. Bingo. It works. The thing is, some researchers noticed that a lot of people in the double-blind studies who received placebos still had positive reactions to them. As many as 1/3 of all people respond favorably to placebos. And let's recap here. Sick people are given fake drugs, like a sugar pill, and then they get better as a result. This is not supposed to happen. So studies were launched to find out what was going on. One 2004 study in Michigan gave participants a painful but harmless injection in their jaws. Then they were given a saline injection they were told was a pain reliever. Saline has no pain-relieving properties, hence it was a placebo injection. Astoundingly, the researchers found that the pain levels went down in everyone in the study following this injection. When viewed through a PET scan, the researchers found the participants' brains had released endorphins, the body's natural painkillers. So a fake injection elicited a genuine biological response. Because of the placebo, the people's pain decreased, not just in their minds, but in actuality. And it's not just saline injections and sugar pills that can elicit a placebo effect. What conventional medicine considers sham treatments, like, say, acupuncture, have been shown to at least produce a placebo effect. And even sham treatments can too, like, for instance, in tests of acupuncture that use retractable needles. Even more astounding is the nocebo effect. Not only can fake drugs and treatments produce a positive response, people can suffer from negative side effects from placebos too. So what is going on here? Well, researchers' explanations typically fall into two camps. The subject expectancy effect, where people know what the outcome should be and unconsciously conform to that expected outcome, and classical conditioning, like Pavlov's dogs. But instead of salivating at a bell, we experience relief through what we think is a drug. The jury, however, is still out on what exactly is behind the placebo effect. Ethically, there's a wrestling match going on. On one hand, the idea that people can heal through the power of their own bodies rather than through powerful drugs that often have undesirable side effects, well, it's a good thing. On the other, informing patients truthfully is a tenet of modern medicine, and placebos require pretty much outright lying by doctors. So, what to do? Some clever physicians have figured out a loophole. They can offer a placebo as a cure to a patient, but tell them they're not sure how the drug works. All that's missing is the wink and the nudge.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.